What's up, faithful stadium? And I just wanted to take some time and just, you know, talk a little bit about what happened. One, what an awesome year. But yeah, we definitely come up short on this one. And there's a lot of reasons why the game kind of turned out the way that it did. And we're going to talk about some of those things. But at the end of the day, you've got to give it to the Chiefs. They came up clutch in the fourth quarter, and that was huge. You know, you come back, you're up 10 points in the fourth quarter, and they're able to get, you know, back-to-back touchdown drives to catch up, and a lot of pivotal plays in that. But the 49ers had control of most of the game. They really, really did. And what happened in the end is we kind of got away from the running game. A lot of key third and fourth down conversions were made by the Chiefs, not by the 49ers, and that's what came down to it. Yeah, the 49ers had a lead. You know, first, second, third quarter, it was definitely back and forth, back and forth. But the script for the 49ers was working. Once we got halfway through the fourth quarter and we changed our offensive script and went to just passing, I think that's where things kind of tilted and went the wrong way. If you would have told anybody before the game that the Chiefs would have more rushing attempts than the 49ers, I don't think anybody would have bet that. But that's exactly what happened. You know, the 49ers only ran the ball 22 times. And whenever you're averaging 6.7 yards per rush, that's not the script that the 49ers have used all year, including the postseason. We got way too pass happy. And I know there was a stretch there where Garoppolo went, I think it was 10 for 10. And the second and third quarter, he was on fire. But even though we had the lead, we kind of got away from that and we started throwing the ball way too often. Garoppolo went through a cold stretch where he went 4 for 10 and took a couple sacks. I think he had four passes batted down in the fourth quarter. I think that's it, you know what I mean? But you've got to be able to, one, be pissed off. That's okay. Yeah, the 49ers, we're better fans than most people. And the Chiefs fan base, yeah, there's some people out there that are cocky. All the people that I was, it was pretty mixed where I was sitting at the game. No ill will towards everybody. It was really, really cool. You know, I had the privilege of sitting next to an elderly gentleman who was at the last Super Bowl that the Chiefs were in, and he was here at this one. So, you know, 50 years apart, their franchise has been a while. So how do we handle this as the classy fans we are? You take it on the chin, and, you know, you wear your 49ers stuff to work tomorrow. You better do that. That's number one. Two, the officiating was bad, was very bad. But don't be the fan that blames everything on the officials. Don't do the rig stuff. Don't do all that. Don't do that. Was it officiated evenly? Hell no, it wasn't. You know, that Kittle pass interference at the end of the first half, that turned out to be one of the biggest plays because it would have been a one possession game the last time the 49ers had the ball, even after you gave up the Damian Williams touchdown. So, you know, don't be that person. Yeah, officiating sucks. And, you know, once I get back home, I'm going to do another breakdown, Patreon, all that stuff. We'll go through everything. And you live it up. We made the Super Bowl. You reweave it. You learn from your mistakes. And this is what I want to leave you guys with. The 49ers aren't going anywhere. They are a very, very young team. Their core is very, very young now. There are some free agent choices that are going to have to be made because you can't keep everybody, plus the draft coming up as well. And so the 49ers Rush Podcast, we're not going anywhere, guys. We're here for the long haul. We've got a lot of stuff. So, you know, you take it on the chin today. It sucks for sure, you know. But, man, we are faithful then. We are faithful now. And the future is bright with the 49ers. Great things ahead. And again, just want to say thank you to everybody for the incredible season, the amazing support, the fact that a high school teacher can be out here in freaking Miami at the Super Bowls. It's stupid. But the only reason why any of that is possible is you guys. So just want to say thank you. Stay classy, man. Do not, again, we all have those people that are going to talk trash to us tomorrow that are, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers fans or Dolphins fans or Bengals fans, and they're going to talk trash. That's fine. They were in the Super Bowl, and last time I checked, we still got 5 Super Bowl wins. Now, the quest for 6, it continues. I was hoping to update my logo, I don't get to now, but that's okay. You take it and you move forward, and you should be appreciative for the season that we had. Now, obviously, the goal is to always be number one, but this was an incredible season. You know, we're the first team in NFL history to have four seasons in a row with 10 or more losses make it to the Super Bowl. It's never happened. Now, does that bring me joy or comfort? No, but the compass is pointing up. And that's what we look to now. I'm already in the works for securing a draft party location in Las Vegas because we move forward. That's what we do. We don't stay idle. It's time to go on. It's 2020, and we are looking forward to next season. And as I said, we're going to be breaking down free agency. It's on the draft coverage for me now full time. We're going to be bringing you guys everything you need to know, and we've got a lot of fun stuff in store. So hold your head up high. Wear your Niners gear. Be faithful then. Be faithful now. That's what we're about. And I will be back with you guys probably Tuesday or Wednesday with a little bit more once I get through traveling across the country and sleeping. I think I've slept 6 hours combined in three nights. Hopefully I can get some sleep tonight. We'll see what happens. But anyway, thank you guys. Appreciate it. And as always, stay strong, faithful.